All right, the question with the Nesi'as Kapayim, the basic question is, Sugya, is what's going on in terms of our concept of Hashgacha Pratis? It seems like an unnecessary institution. We know that God is done a person based upon a system of justice, right? And we know the Havtachas Hashem Ba'ayim Shemoa, that if a person does the good, then he'll get Birchas Hashem. So the system of Hashgacha Pratis has rules that we can't understand fully, but that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu has done the Olam. So, I mean, what role does Birchas Kohanim play? It would seem ridiculous that if a guy is a Rasha and he just is medayik to go to Birchas Kohanim, that somehow he'll get the blessings of the Kohen, and hocus pocus, he'll get the good. I mean, that's an injustice. So, what role does Birchas Kohanim play? I mean, that's really the question. It seems like some kind of supernatural phenomena, and, you know, that has no place really in Yahadus. So when I approached the sugya originally, that's the underlying question in the back of our mind that this shir, the objective of the shir, is try to understand. How do we take a logical look at Birchas Kohanim? What's going on? Bracha comes from Hashem, not the Kohanim. So what really is going on with Birchas Kohanim? And we'll see the Gemaras, you know, the very strange type of Gemaras, in the sense that they're different than what we're normally accustomed to. You'll see the machlokas right away. And as such, it indicates right off the top that, in fact, there is something going on with Birchas Kohanim, something different. So we'll try to define what that is. And I think the best way to approach the problem is we're going to go through a bunch of Mara Makamos. We'll try to analyze all the questions, and then perhaps with an understanding of what the institution is, then we'll be able to answer all our questions. All right, so we're going to start off really with the Gemara and Chulin, believe it or not, Memtes. Biggest, most of the sugya that deals with Birchas Kohanim is the Gemara and Sota. But this is a Gemara and Chulin that's brought down a Machlokas Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva. It's a fascinating Machlokas. Gemara starts like this, where it's underlined. Rishmo was Kohanim Messiah. He used to give psak that used to help the Kohanim. So they want to know what was his psak over here by Brichas Kohanim. Maihi. Kohanim Maihi. What was it? Titania, because we learned the Pusik says in this week's Pasha Naso, Kosavarchu Es Bnei Yisrael. Kosavarchu Es Bnei Yisrael. So the question is, what Kosavarchu Es Bnei Yisrael? We just basically asked the basic question: what role does Birchas Kohanim play in terms of Hashgacha Pratis? I mean, if a Rasha goes is medayik in the midst of Birchas Kohanim, it doesn't make sense that he'll be subject to the Birchas Kohanim. So it's like a strange type of institution. So we're going to try to define what's going on. The first Gemara is the Gemara in Chulin. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kohanim Messiah Kohanim. Rabbi Shmuel helped the Kohanim. Whatever his pesach was, he tried to help out the Kohanim. Whatever that means, we'll leave that for another time. Mahi, so how does he help him by Birchas Kohanim? So it says, the Tanya, Kosavarcho is Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk in this week's Pasha says, what? So you shall bless Bnei Yisrael. So Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Lamdu Brach Yisrael Mipi Kohanim. We learn that's Kosavarchu is the tzivoy for the Kohanim to bless the Bnei Yisrael. L'Kohan Matzim Lo Lamadu. But how do we know that the Kohanim are subject to the bracha? So Kishuwa Omer Vani Avarachim. Havihomer Kohanim Avarachim Yisrael. Vakadosh Baruchu Mavarach L'Kohanim. So the pasuk says V'Somos Shmiyal Bnei Yisrael Vani Avarachim. So what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Kohanim actually are blessing the Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem, in turn, Vani Avarchim, means Hashem is blessing who? The Kohanim. So it's all part of the same institution of Birchas Kohanim. Birchas Kohanim necessarily involves two components. The first component is Kohen bless Yisrael, and then Hashem blessing the Kohanim. Okay, next, Rabbi Akiva argues, and it's very strange, Hashit. He says, Lamanu brach li Yisrael mipi Kohanim. Mipi kvur lo lamanu. We know that what the Kohanim bless Bnei Yisrael. But how we know Hashem blesses the Bnei Yisrael? So he says, "Kishomer v'ani avarachem," because it says v'ani avarachem. Haviomer kohanim avarachem Yisrael, v'akadosh baruch hu maskim al yadam. So what's he saying is happening? It's very strange according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're saying is that a Kohanim are blessing the Bnei Yisrael. Vani Avarachem is Hashem is duplicating what the Kohanim did. Hashem is also blessing the Bnei Yisrael. Is it Askama? But the Gemara has a problem. Ela Rabbi Akiva Bracha L'Kohanim Mandalay. How do we know the Kohanim get blessed? Rabbi Shmuel said the Kohanim gets blessed because Vani Avarachem. So that is a strange Gemara. I told you, it'll blow your mind. So what does Rabbi Akiva say? He says, how do we know that the Kohanim get blessed? Amar Rav Nachma Yitzchak, Midavarachem of Arecha. What's that? That's when Havtach Hashem gave Avram Avinu, that what? That anyone who blesses Klal Yisrael will be Zocha to be blessed. So therefore, the Kohen fits into that generic principle, the principle that anyone who blesses the Bnei Yisrael is blessed. So since the Kohanim are blessing Bnei Yisrael, they are blessed. And that's really what the Mashal is telling you why Rabbi Yishmael is a Messiah, because he gives benefits to the Kohanim. What's the benefit he gives the Kohanim? That they're blessed. Part of the institution of Berachas Kohanim is that they're blessed from Hashem. Not Midvarcha Avarcha, because they're like anyone, like Tosa says, they're like anybody who's blessed. If a guy blesses the Bnei Yisrael.
They get the specific bracha of Berachas Kohanim, according to Rabbi Akiva.
According to Rabbi Akiva, they get the regular blessing that for the generic principle that Hashem gave, the Avtacha of Avram. But what hits you strange at this Gemara? I mean, right away.
How can you say the Kohanim are doing anything?
What are they doing here? I mean, they're repeating what. Now look at this Tosas. This is wild Tosas. Vakadosh Baruch Hu Maskam Al Yadam. Look what Tosas is bothering him. Uvei Yishmael Lo Yitzrochol Lahachi. How do we know Rabbi Yishmael doesn't need a cross to tell us that Hashem is Maskam to Berachas Kohanim? Why? The Pshita the Maskam. Kivin Sivaham Levarech. It's Peshitta that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim because he's Mitzavah. I mean, isn't that Pashas? What's Tosas trying to add here? I mean, it's obvious. And what's this whole concept of Haskama? Anytime you do mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzavah to do Netilas Lulav. So now do we need Haskama that somehow... I mean, of course we have it Tzibui. What's this whole concept of Rabbi Akiva that you need Haskama and that, in fact, that Tosas goes out of his way to tell you that Rabbi Yishmael... you know, like the Torah to me, I ask, isn't it Pashit? You know, he doesn't answer. It's a good question. I mean, what's Tosas trying to add? But more importantly, what should bother you is, according to Rabbi Akiva, what are they accomplishing? What are they doing? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavarach, then what are they doing? What's the benefit? What purpose does it serve? It's a very strange type of machlokas. What's going on here, you know, in terms of this machlokas? What's Tosas's point? I mean, it's a very strange type of machlokas. So everyone understands the problems. Let's get back to it, okay? The Rambam tries to deal with it. Take a look at the Rambam. Very interesting Rambam. We all know this Rambam, famous Rambam. Perek Tezvav. Let's back up one in Halacha Vav. He says, Kohen shelo yodav mikol eilo dvarim hamonim in nesias kapayim, af al pi she'eino chacham, ve'im nodak ba mitzvos, o she'abrios maranin amachrab, o shalei masa b'matna b'tzedek, harei ze nosa kapav. So there are certain things which moneya, which posels a Kohen from doing brechas hakohanim. For example, if he's a bal mum, there's a question whether he can do it. But the Rambam says, but don't think if a guy's a rasha, or if he's a crook in business, that he can't do Berachas Kohanim. Why? Because Lefish is umitzis hasei al kol Kohen. The Kohen. Sheroi l'nesias kapayim. The ein omrim la'adam Rasha hosef rishav amonim in the mitzvahs. We're not going to tell the Rasha, listen, you don't do Berachas Kohanim, because then you're just adding to his rishas. I mean, that's a very strange Rambam. You see something is bothering him. Something's going on with Berachas Kohanim. You don't say that by any other mitzvah. You're going to have a havi min that you shouldn't and do it. Because he's a Rasha. Okay. I'll give whatever. He's not Medak B'Mitzvahs. Okay, but look what he says. The guy's a crook. He doesn't deal honestly. He says he's a Rasha. He says, "Ve'emel if she mitzvahs ha'ekon, ve'ein odom lo adam Rasha." We don't say to a Rasha, "Hosef Rasha v'amonei mimena mitzvahs." But now it's not finished. Look at the Rambam in Zion. Ba'al Tatama, he says, and don't be amazed. The Tomer and say, Ma told Berachos.
Before you get to that, so you're saying, yeah. What's the Havamina? In other words, you were going to say a guy doesn't do mitzvah, so tell him not to do luluf?
Yeah, I mean, you don't say such a thing, right? So you see, so obviously Berachas Kohanim is a little different. I mean, that's what we have to try to understand. That's a, you know, it's a strange thing. But not only that, look at Zayin. He says, "Va'al titamen, don't wonder, v'tomer mato Berachas Hadyetzer." You're going to say, here's a guy, he doesn't deal honestly in business, right? He's a Kohen, he's getting up there, and who's in front of him? Rav Moshe Feinstein. So you're going to tell me that this bracha, how's he blessing Rav Moshe Feinstein? Sounds crazy. So what does the Rambam say? Don't worry about that. That's not a problem. Why? She'ein kibul ha-bracha toli b'kahanim. Because the kibul ha-bracha, the acceptance of the bracha, is not dependent on the Kohanim. El b'kadosh baruch hu. She'nema v'samu eshmini Yisrael v'ani avarchem. So he holds like Rabbi Akiva, right? That when it says v'ani avarchem, it means that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing them. But what are the Kohanim doing? The Kohanim osam mitzvah, the Kohanim are doing their mitzvah. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu barachem av mevarches Yisrael k'chepzo. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses whoever he wants b'chepzo. So obviously the Rambam was bothered with what role the Kohen is playing, but he doesn't really answer it. He just says, don't worry and think that the Kohen has some kind of power. The Kohen is just doing, but what he's doing? Mato Ellis. What's the benefit? It's a redundancy. What do you have the institution if he's not doing anything?
What's he doing?
What's he accomplishing? Right. Okay. But you see, the Rambam was struggling with what's going on here.
And like you said, it wouldn't work for Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel has a problem.
Yeah, Rabbi Shmuel, right. Rabbi Shmuel's position is a difficult position to begin with, because somehow he's saying that the Kohanim's bracha is an independent bracha, which we'll have to try to understand also. Okay, let's go now to a side machlokas. This is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. The question is, what happens if a czar goes ahead and does Berachas Kohanim? You go out of town, and you're at a minyan, you know, and there's no Kohanim, and it's time to duchen. So you figure, hey, no one knows who I am, I'm going to get up there and duchen. Is there a problem? It happened once. I was with a friend. We were on vacation. He says, hey, no one knows me. Let me go up there. I had to grab him back. He said, I always wanted a duchen.
He did a duchen every day, you know?
Yeah.
And then one day, towards the end of the year, his father came in. The parents came visit. They called up his father for, Grisha. And he goes, I'm not a Kohen.
He's serious? And the kid knew?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Unbelievable. Oh, my God. All right. So.
Every single day.
We're going to see Tosis. Okay. We're going to see if it's more than a bracha levatala. That's machlokas Rashi and Tosis. So look in the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Ein ma'al ibaylo. Ma'al lahalos minisios kapayim liyosin. The question is, you want to know now if someone's a Kohen. So you have witnesses who come and say, well, we can prove his yichus because he went and he duchen. So is that a good riot to his yichus? He'll say like this. You could say, we know by truma, it is a good raya if they say, we saw this guy eating truma, that he's a Kohen. Why? Because a czar who eats it is going to die. So they say it's a valuable proof. But at best here, it would be an isalab. And look
at
Truma's Misa Deb Shashayim, I believe, yes. But look what he says, Rashi. The Isser Aseh, Ko Savarchu, Atem Velos Zarim, V'lav Haba Makal Aseh. So he holds it's an Isser Aseh, because Ko Savarchu is what? Is you should do it. The inference being that not a Zar. So if Zar does it, would be an Isser Aseh. Take a look at page 3b. This is a strange Gemara. Amar of Yossi, on the bottom, Miyamai, Loa yavati al divrei chavirai. My friends told me to do stuff. I never over their words. I guess it's telling Lamaila he never embarrassed his friends. So yonay ani baatzmi sheni kohen. I knew I wasn't a kohen. Imom li chaveri ala leduchen. If my friends told me go get up and duchen, oh ani ola, I went up. Look at the Tosus. Lo yadari. Re says okay. What's the if they told me to go up?
I would go up.
Yeah. So look what he says. Oh, Marie, lo yaduri, my iser yesh bizarre lo duchen. What's the problem? I don't understand. There's no iser. Ilav mishum bracha levatola. Like you said, if not for the bracha levatola, Shall Kohanim Amar Torah Lebarach as Yisrael? So what would it? What's Tosis really saying? He's saying, so if he goes up, maybe it won't work. The guy's a fool, whatever, you know. But and if he doesn't say the bracha, there's no iser. There's no iser. So the machlokas Rashi and Tosis, the Torah Tamima talks about it, and he doesn't understand this Tosfos. They try to answer. He says the Mashah tries to answer what he means was if he goes up and he doesn't be mevarech, he just like says something, but he really keep mevarech. But the Tomer Tzima said that's not the Pashtus. Right. He rejects it, and I agree. I mean, it seems from according to Rabbeinu Tam that there's really no there's no problem.
Three.
There's no problem. Okay, next one. It's late. Avudraham. Okay, he says an interesting thing. First thing on top, he says that, you know, we have Birchas Kohanim, we have Elkeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu as part of our tefillah, right? Tosus tells us elsewhere that that really is only the latter-day minhag. It was instituted later on. But the original minhag, the source for the minhag, as he brings down, is that the Chazan did Ritzeh, and then right before Ritzeh, they called up Kohanim. And the Chazan couldn't do it because it would be a hefsek. So they had the skan, his associate, called up Kohanim. And then he says they would go to the front. They have to go to there. And in fact, I saw in the halacha, the Tor Paskins, if they don't go then at that point, if they're not Okar Raglayim then they can't go. It's too late. They have to go before. They stand there until after Modim, and then they have Duchening. So the first question is, why is it necessary to call them up before it's A? I mean, that's like a strange thing. And why is it that if they don't go then, that they can't go at all? I mean, that's also strange. But take a look at the bottom. This is the real reason why I'm here. He says, Umagbim, where it's on the line, Umagbim yadam kenege kisveim, they raise their hands opposite their shoulders, Uposhtin yadayim, and they have to stretch out your hands. See, the coin really has to stand like this. I know Rebbe years ago told guys, because he saw sometimes Kohanim go like this, or sometimes Kohanim go like that. I mean, that it's usher. I mean, that's really not the halacha. The halacha is because when you have to give a bracha, it has to be brachas mole, like yadayim mole, a full hand. So it should really be outstretched. It shouldn't be, you know, sometimes you look at the Kohanim, they're all over the place. The halacha is really like this. It has to be straight out. But now look what he says. V'cholken etvoseim, and they have to spread apart their hands. The bottom, cholken etvoseim, right before the line in the bottom of Avudraham. V'cholken etvoseim, k'isav midrash, meitzitz min hacharakim. That a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's a pasuk in Mishle, it's Shir Hashirim, I'm sorry, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu looks from the cracks. He looks out from behind the lattice works. It's like a screen where he sees you. Sheshchina lamala meroshehem. The Shechina is like above their heads. Who makes its mimenchake etzbotseim, and it goes through the cracks of their fingers. And he says, and how do you do it? He says you have to do it chamisha aviram. You need five spaces. He says ben shnei etzbosov, right between the two fingers, one, two. Then he says between the two thumbs, so you can't put the thumbs together. It has to be like this. So this is the third. And then you have four, five.
So the other minhag is that you dafka when you do it like this, you have it together.
Yeah, he doesn't. He says you shouldn't. He says you should. Beinetz b'legodel.
You're going too fast. Where's the five?
Okay. One between the two thumbs. That you do it. I can't spread my hair.
One between the two thumbs.
Right. One, two, three, four, five. So it's five. Okay.
First five, you have four.
One
over here.
One there. Then between two, then between three, the two thumbs, and then and two four, on the other ones.
Five.
Right, that's five. No, five. So that's five. That's the end of your head. That's five. So that's the five. So he says, why? So you have room for the Shekhinah. I mean, what's going on? It's like wild, right? Pretty wild. So we'll come back to that. Okay. Next. The mitzvahs I say, if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and you look in the Rambam Minyan HaMitzvahs and you look in the Chinuch, you look at all the things, they say that's really one mitzvah min HaTorah. What's the mitzvah? That the Kohen has to be Olah L'Duchen every day, Bein B'Migdash, Bein B'Gvulim. We don't do in Gvulim, I don't understand it. It's a Shitas Ramah that he says you can't do it. It's a very difficult Shitas Ramah.
I heard from Rabbi once that he said, if he had the power to, he'd reinstitute.
That's right, absolutely. I mean, the Rav didn't like it. I mean, look, in Eretz Yisrael, they do it every day. And the Sephardim do it every day. It's
not
a big
just
problem.
In Eretz Yisrael.
No, even Chutz Laaretz, they do it every day. Right. So it's a big problem. But in any event, but you see the mitzvah, if you look up the minyan mitzvahs. Yes, Ramah. He says, because a guy has to be happy or something, and the guy goes to work, he's not, I don't know what it is. It's a difficult thing. But in any event, it's very hard to justify. I know a lot of Gedolei Yisrael were against it, but they couldn't go against once it was, you know, if the minhag is established. That's why, you know, I heard of Gedolei Yisrael when they went to a place where no one davened, they were duchen, because there's no minhag there. So, you know, so they felt that halachas, you should do it. The only reason why I don't do it here is because it's the minhag Ramah, which was mekubal. Okay, but in any event, so the mitzvah really is to be mevarach begvulin and in Migdash, right? Now, any time you have a mitzvah in the, a maisa mitzvah in the Migdash and Gvulin, the tzuras mitzvah is always the same. The shofar, maybe in the Migdash you did with Chatzosros, but the kol shofar, the amount of the key and the true and from were the same. The Netilas Lub, the Nanum, are the same in the Migdash as in... Yeah, okay, so that's the amount of time. The Maisa Mitzvah. The Tzura Maisa Mitzvah. Now take a look what this Mishnah says. This is the Gemara in Sota, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis Lamed Ches, which is probably the largest, the biggest source in Shas for all the halachas with respect to Brichas Kohanim. So the Mishnah says like this, Brichas Kohanim Ketzad, V'midedina Omar Oso Shlosh Brachos. We do it, we do three brachos. V'migdash Bracha Achas. They just went straight through, they didn't say Amen each time. K'shemigdash Omar Sashem K'kisvo. In the Migdash they actually used the Shem HaMavarash. But with Medina, Bekinoid. But in the Medina, they used Adnos. Uba Medina Kohanim Nosim Misyadam Kanega Kasbeam. Like we do it straight out. Uba Migdash Al Gabe Roshayim. Migdash is like a hold up, straight up. Why? So Rashi says, because the Shechina is Lamaila, is right above the hands. It's Makom the Shechina. But I'm just trying to show that you see that the Tzuras Maisa Mitzvah, Birchas Kohanim, has a different Surah in the base of Migdash as it does in Gvulin. And that's a strange thing, because it's the same Maisa Mitzvah. It's no different, it's no better Kiyam, whether you go to hear Brichas Kohanim in the Migdash, or you do it B'chutzlar. It's one Maisa Mitzvah. So why is it, does it has a different expression? It's a different expression to the Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, now look at this Gemara. Before we get to the, let's go to page 7 for a second, on the bottom. This is a wild piece of Gemara. Amarav, guys in yeshiva especially will love this one. Amar Adabar Samloi. Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kohanim. You have a Beis HaKnesses, the Kohanim have our elitist. No Yisrael is allowed. We have our own shul. Right? So what's the halacha? Kuna, it's now Ola Duchen. Now they get up for Duchen and they say, hey, it was a great idea having just Kohanim, but Lami Mavarchim. Who's there to so Amar Avzera. Lachem Shebesados. You're going to bless their the people in the Sada. So the Gemara says, so how's that possible? So we say, because they're Ones, so therefore it works. But now look what the Gemara says. Am Shachro.
Ones, that doesn't make sense. Ones, they can't do it.
No, Ones, they can't come. But it still somehow works for them. How does it work?
So
I don't
think
know.
Ones would be that, look this.
Ones Rachmanit Patre. They can't come. In other words, they don't come to shul every day because they have to earn a living. So the Torah allows them to be pater from minyan. That's right. Halach Chazal.
So far as they exclude anyone else from the minyan, did you say that this
no,
and that?
No, this was a joke. In other words, the fact is, if you have to have...
Just were none.
Yeah, just happened to be. It wasn't a policy. This is a Cohen, he took a personal. No, it was a joke. Okay.
Yeah, things like that.
I don't know.
They had sections.
Okay. But hold on, look what the Gemara says.
There is a Kohan of Yeshiva somewhere in Israel.
Yeah, because they learn Hilchas Kachem. Yeah, I know that. That's also pretty wild. Okay. Amshach Choreh Kohanim. Look what he says. Eino B'kal Bracha. Let's say, so you have, the facts are, let's say you have all Kohanim, they duchen. So guys 2 miles away in the fields, the Brichas Kohanim works for him. But if someone is standing right behind the Kohen, it doesn't work.
And
he says, Lo Kasha, Hadi Insi, because over there they were Ones. Okay, that's good. But now look what it goes on to say. He goes on, skip a few lines. Gufa Tanabare Darabin, remember Chaya, I'm Shachar and I'm Klal Bracha, Bashite. Ariche Bape Notse, Lo Masaki. He says, let's say you have Birchas Kohanim, and you have a guy 6'5 right in front of the Kohanim, and behind him you have a guy 5'2. So you'll say, oh, somehow Brichas Kohanim, the waves, I guess, don't hit him. So he said, no problem. It's not a hefsek. It doesn't work. But then he goes on to say, doesn't stop the bracha. That's right. Doesn't stop. Teva lo mafsike. And even the teva is not mafsik. And mechitza mai. Now the Gemara says, what about a mechitza? He says, no, mechitza, no problem. Now, Mishra Valevi, a few mechitza shabazel. Even if you have the iron curtain there, no problem. Eina mafsekes ben Yisrael, la viim shebishmayim. Okay, good. What's going on here? It's like a strange Gemara. A guy who's in the fields, it's gonna work for. He's 2 miles away. Somehow the Shekhinah gets him. But if he's right behind the Kohen, the Shekhinah doesn't get him. Okay. Next, back to page 6.
They have to go through all these things about physically if it goes through.
Yeah, this whole thing is like strange. Okay, now let's go to the Gemara. Here's the basic Gemara on. This is the basic daf.
And they don't have to stand.
You see, because if on mitzad it works. And not only that, mitzad it works. It's only from behind that doesn't work. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Look at this Gemara. Kosavarcho. So the Gemara has a shaila right away. Belashin HaKodesh Ata Omer.
Page six.
Letter H. Yeah, okay. Tana Rabbanan, right from the Gemara. Does Birchas Kohanim have to be in Lashon HaKodesh? It can be in English. So Gemara says, Nemakan Svarachu v'nemalahalon elu lam yamdu levarech es la'am. That's by Hagriz and Mahar Abel. What happened by Hagriz and Mahar Abel? Moshe Aaron and the Aaron HaKodesh stood in the middle between two mountain ranges. They divided up Klai Yisrael and they called out the Brachos and the Klolos. And half of the people said Amen and Brachos and half of them said Klolos. And over there, the Torah says what? Elu yamdu levarech. They stood up when they recited the Brachos. So ma lahalon b'lashon HaKodesh. Afkan Belashin HaKodesh. Okay.
You couldn't learn that from the fact that
this is Kosovo? Well, that's the next. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einatzara Karmei Ko. Achirm Belashin HaZeh. So that's what he says. Good. Baruch Shem Kivanti. But the question I want to understand, let's take the first guy. See, makes a hekish to what? To Hagrizim. So the first thing, it's very nice when you have a hekish, you know, Elu Yamdu. But what's the comparison? What does Hagrizim and Harebel got to do with Berachas Kohanim? But look at Tosos. This Tosus, the Torah Tumima goes wild on, and he leaves it as a question. You'll see what the problem is. Tema, Adaraba, Ema v'nemar lahalan v'chalta v'savata uveirachta. By Birchas Hamazon, what does it say? V'chalta v'savata uveirachta. And what do we know? The halacha is by Birchas Hamazon, malal m'chalashon. When you do the bracha, we mevarech and Birchas Hamazon, you can do it in any language. K'dar malel. So he says, so why does the Gemara make the hekesh to Hagrizim? Make the hekesh to what? To Birchas Hamazon. V'yesh lomo, no. The mistarva leitfei lemelof mirchas hakohanim mi Birchas Hagrizim, that it makes more sense, it's more comparable, what, to Hagrizim. Why? The shteyem meferish b'torah. Because both of them are articulated in the Torah. The bracha atzmam nami mufureshes. Shehoya hefach ha-klalos mufureshes, ha-reish le-bracha. Av-loshem brechas ha-mozen, ain't mufureshes b'Torah. In other words, he's saying, because by Hagrizim and Ha-Raivel, just like by Brechas Kohanim, it tells you what you have to say. And over there it says it. So since the brachas are articulated in both places, so therefore it's a better comparison with by Brechas ha-mozen, what? You can do b'cholashem.
Or you can say whatever you want.
Right, you can say whatever you want. So the Torah Tumima has a very good question. What would you say? What's bothering you about Tosfos? You mean more basic? What more basic problem? What do you say? The basic problem is, what's the comparison to Birchas Hamazon? By over there, Hashem is the Mavarech. Here, you're the Mavarech. He leaves it a question, Torah Tumima. He says, what are you making the comparison? What's Tosfos hawking about going in and say because it's articulated and there's no, what's the comparison with Chalta? Just because it says the word Beracht over there, you're saying thank you to God. Over here, you're talking about Birchas Hashem. So what's the comparison? Difficult Tosus. Okay, let's go further in the Gemara.
It's equivocal.
It's equivocal, right.
One is we are blessing God and one is God.
Yeah, so basically the question is, that's right. So what's the comparison really between Berachas Kohanim to Hagrizim and Harevel? That's really the issue.
There is no comparison between Berachas Kohanim and
yeah, and he says the reason why, no, he says there should be a comparison, Tosfos says. And you should do B'chol Hashem, but it's not because it's more logical to say there's a comparison to Hagrizim and Harevel. Why? Because over there the brachas are stated what you have to say, and over here they're stated what you have to say. In brachas mazon, we know you can say whatever you want.
Your question is that they just.
It's just saying that one is talking about your blessing Hashem, the other one is Hashem blessing you.
Right.
That's not my question. Turn to Mima's question. It's an obvious question. Okay, now let's go. The Gemara has another question. The Gemara says, the Kohanim are a lazy bunch. They want to know. They ask, Tanyidach, Kozav Rachu, Ba'amida Ata Omer, Ba'amida O Enelav Yeshiva. Can the Berchas Kohanim, can they sit down to do Berchas Kohanim? Do they have to stand? So again, the Gemara says, Nemakan Kozav Rachu, by Samala. So they're making a hekesh or a gzera shavah, like Rashi wants to say, that there to Berchas Kahanim to Hagrizim. Rav Nassim doesn't buy it. Rav Nassim Omer ain't a tzarach, because any time you have to use a principle in halacha of one shlosh such a midos, if you can learn it without doing it, then you should learn it without it, right? So why does he say you should learn it? He says because Harei Omer l'shasa l'varach b'shmo. What's the job of the Kohen? To do Avoda and also to be Mavarach B'Shmo. And Ma Masharis Bamida, Af Mavarach Bamida. And they know Masharis, the Gemara says, we know Masharis has to, that Avoda has to be Bamida from another Pasuk. So he's saying, so how do you know it? But he rejects the first one because you don't have to, because why do you need Xer Show? But over here he's going to two Pasukim also. I mean, what's the difference? He's saying over there, why is it any more economical?
Because you're staying local.
Well, you're saying it from Berchas Kohanim, right? And you're saying that it's a din that what, just like the Kohen has to do Avoda,
right.
But how do we know Avoda from another place? So, what's the difference if you're going to Avoda for standing, or what's the difference if you're going to Agrizim and standing? I mean, it's like a strange thing.
Right.
It's a strange thing.
Yeah.
Why say Nitzara? It's very difficult.
Where did you get the fact you have to stand by Avoda?
Next pasuk, Menolang Sivla Amod Lasharis. It's a different pasuk. In by Midbar as well, by a Avoda.
That's what I'm saying. The Inasarach isn't the fact that you have to go to learn from another pasuk.
Yeah,
that's not what we were trying to minimize. It's that you're going to a whole other Inyan.
So yes,
so you're not going to another Inyan.
Well, you are. You're going to the Inyan of Avoda.
Okay, but the Inyan of Avoda, Avodah Kwanim is at least linked to Avoda.
No, but whatever. But that's not Einotzarach. Einotzarach usually means is I can prove it to you from the fact without having to learn it from an external source. You shouldn't say Einotzarach. Say it's more logical. Say it's more logical.
Avoda. Right within Avoda. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, but the question is, but why is it Einotzarach? What's the difference if you compare it to Avoda or if you compare it to Agrizim? His rejection of this one is because you resort Einot Tzarach, you don't have to use a Gzer Shav or a Hekesh. So now you're using a Hekesh here. You're comparing it to Avoda. And how do you know Avoda? From another Pasuk. So it's just the same amount of steps. So you're saying it's more logical, but that's not what the Gemara, that's not what his rejection was. His rejection was because it's Einot Tzarach. All right, but take a look at the bottom. This is a real weird Gemara. The Gemara says on the bottom, Tanya Idach, Koz Zavarachas B'nei Yisrael, right? Ein Liyei El B'nei Yisrael, Geirim Nashim V'Avadim Meshucharim Inayim. How do we know women have to be there? I mean, what women are not? What's the Havamina? I mean, women are, you know, because it says B'nei Yisrael. But, I mean, if Berchus Kohanim is that you're getting a brach from the Kohen, what are you going to say? A woman is Mufka from Berchus Kohanim? It's like a strange thing. So what does it say? Minaya? It's not a mitzvah say it's man grom. It's b'chol yom. It's like tefillah. Tefillah, it's not that... It doesn't matter.
Isn't
the halacha is
not a
no, to be there. The question is whether they should... Okay, whether they should be mevarech. But it's b'chol yom. It's not mitzvah say it's man grom. I'd say it's like tefillah. What?
I'm not obligated to hear Berchus Kohanim.
Well, they talk about it. They say it's also a chiyuv upon some of the Achronim say it's a chiyuv for you. You look through the chinuch to be there, but you can't walk out. That you should be there when they do it. That's a chiyuv among you as well. The question is whether okay.
Do I have to go to shul because they're going to be duchening?
No, but if you're there, you have to do it.
You can't stay.
You can't walk out. Right. So, but look what the Gemara says. Minayin, so how do we know that because Taman lo amar lahem, right? Because it's amar lahem. Some is Yisrael, but amar lahem. So, lahem means lakula, but it's not finished. Tanya idach, Kosev Aruchu, Panim Kenega, Panim Atomer, Panim Kenega, Panim Elam, Panim Kenega Orif. How do you know you have to face the Kohen? Maybe it can be back to the Kohen. I think where this Gemara comes from, what's bothering the Gemara by doing it is because they write there's a Shelas Rambam, and one is Mechtavim. They ask him a question. They say, how can the Kohen face the people? The back is to the Aron HaKodesh. So he writes that's not a problem because it's Asiyas HaMitzvah. I guess he means because it's not a bizui because you're doing it to be Mavarech, so it's not a problem. So that's maybe what the Gemara is concerned about. It's saying, what about if the back is to the people, not face-to-face? He says, no, it wouldn't work. Why? Because it has to be Armah Lahem to the people.
Right, because they're saying face people.
Right, because they'd be facing the Aron. In other words, what if...
I was talking about the people.
What?
The people facing the opposite way.
Oh, okay, fine. Okay. So, Amar Lahem. But look what he's saying. That the halachas have to face each other. Why? Because it's like a person talking to his friend. I mean, that's like a strange thing. And then he says, not only that, Tani Idach, Kosev Baruch B'Kol Ramayna B'Lachash. How do you know the Kohanim have to do it out loud? Maybe they can whisper. Talmud Lomar? Amar Lahem. Ka'adam Sha'omel Chavera. What kind of halacha is it? Birkas Kohanim is like a conversation man to his friend. And it's like, what's going on? Not only that, take a look at the bottom, that quote the Chinuch who brings in the Torah. He says, that he has a question, what about if a Kohen davened already, and he did Barchas, or he didn't, he's not in the mood today, he's not in the mood of getting up there.
Is he already in shul?
He's in shul. Is it bitul asay, if he just doesn't want to do it? The Kohen doesn't want to do it. So look what he says. B'shem Yerushalmi, B'tur Rishon, B'shem Yerushalmi, De'enu over, rock shekoronoso. V'hainu nami, in koronoso ve'enola over ba'ase. V'im en koronoso, eno over. He says, Kosevarchu, they have to demands that what? Because it says Amar Lahem. So that means that they have to call him up. There has to be a kriya, Amar Lahem. Not only that, he's saying that Amar Lahem creates the mechayiv. Because if they don't have the Kriya and they don't get up, they're not Mavatal the Asay. Let's say they walked in after the Kriya. So if he doesn't go up, he's not Mavatal the Asay because he wasn't there B'Shas Kriya. So it seems that Amar Lahem is actually built into the Mechayiv. It's but like a serious thing. I mean, what's this Amar Lahem?
Is that Mechayiv a constant? Like, let's say he had already...
Yeah, he still has to go again.
He did it already.
Let's say Dam Nashka Minyam, and he's there, and there's Kriya. The Achronim talk about it. He's got to go back up. He's got to do it again. That's right. Because there's halacha every opportunity. He should do it. Okay. Now let's get to the final question. I'm Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Minayin shakadosh baruch hu mis'ave lebrechas kohanim. How do we know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu desires the Birchas Kohanim? It's an interesting thing. Lashon Taiva seems like it's something, it's not just Ritzon Hashem, but somehow it's a desirous. Page 7. Shenemar, because it says, V'samu es shmi al b'nei Yisrael v'anei avarchem. So what does Rashi say? L'manu brach li Yisrael mipi Kohanim. It's a Gemara Chulun that we started with. We learn brach li Yisrael mipi Kohanim. Mipi Yagvura lo l'manu. So k'shehu omer v'anei avarchem. So when it says v'anei avarchem, Hava Yomer Hakohenim Avarchem Yisrael, like Rabbi Akiva, Vakadosh Baruch Hu Maskim Al Yadam. So right away the Mashah explains it. Take a look at Mashah page 8 on the bottom. He explains. He says, what does it mean Hakadosh Baruch Hu? All right, you might need a magnifying glass for this. Rashim Lamatnu Perish Rashi. Look, come on. The Sava Rabbi Akiva, Da Ani Avarchem, where the line is on the bottom. Da Ani Avarchem Kaya Yisrael. Shakohanim avarchem liYisrael. The Kohanim bless the Bnei Yisrael. Vakadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yadam, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu repeats it because he wants to show that he's maskim to what you did. Vakamar, the inkein shakadosh baruch. Now look what he says. If it's so that Hakadosh Baruch Hu mavarchem liYisrael, lo matziva kam lebrachal kal umatoelis bibrachasam. Right, our question, our original question, according to Rabbi Akiva, what benefit is the Birchas Kohanim? If Hashem is doing it, then what do we need the Kohanim to do it for? What benefit is there? So he says, you know what the benefit is? We see. Ela shakadosh baruch hu misave lebirchas kohanim sheyisbrachu Yisrael gam kein mipi hakohanim. So you see that the reason why they do it is what? Is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesave Lebrichas Kohanim. Because really, you'd say, what benefit is it doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blessing him. So what does the Mashra say? The Gemara means, how do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is desirous of Birchas Kohanim? Because he has him do it again. It's like, besides Hashem doing it, they have to do it. Weird. Strange. What's, right? Weird. What's going on? But the Mashra, okay, anyone want to try to answer this? It's okay, late, so I'm trying to do it all one time. How does it mean Misavil Kohanim? So he said, right, he's trying to understand it. He says, well, so what does it mean? So he says, it means like this. He says, because you'll ask a question about Ani Avarachem, is that what? Kohanim a blessing, B'nai Yisrael? Sashem is Maskim. He says to them, what's the Toelis? You know, our question, what's the Toelis to the Brechas Kohanim? What are they accomplishing?
Right.
So he says, oh, you know what they're accomplishing? That's the demonstration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavil Brechas. Yeah.
Because that's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's
no, but that's what he's trying. That's his interpretation
but
of
that's
Rashi.
That's a different Rashi.
Yeah, I know, but that's how he's trying to learn it. That's what his pshat is. Okay, you want to say that it's his own pshat, but
no,
it's...
No, I'm saying you have to learn the Rashi.
Yeah, that's tomorrow. What he's saying. That's what he's trying to say. That's what... You look what he says, Mefarish Rashi, and then he's giving his pshat.
I'm going to get Rashi.
What?
If it's Samu Hashmi, Tol HaKasav Adar Behem, it's Brechas Hu Sima Shmalam, or Velos and Tzorch HaShal Tzorch Makam. And then
right.
Rashi in the line, which he's going on, is like on the next Gemara.
Yeah, okay, but fine. So you want to say Rashi doesn't say that? You don't buy Mashra, but still,
yeah. What? Right, I don't buy the Mashra.
Okay, but you're saying what the Mashra is saying, okay? look, I'm not here to. I'm just trying to understand the Mashra. You're right. Okay, maybe, but the Peshat is in any event. Peshat is. I mean, what's going on? He asked that question, which is a very powerful question. What are the Kohanim doing? If Hashem is Mavarech, according to Rabbi Akiva, Hashem is Mavarech Bnei Yisrael, so then what Matoelis, Lebrechus Kohanim, what's the purpose of it? So he's saying, you know what the purpose is? He's saying, okay, according to Mashiach, that's what Reb Shlakish means in the Gemara here. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misave, Lebrechus Kohanim, what does that mean? That's why he does it again. To show that it's a taivus Hashem. It's not just Ritzon Hashem, but it's Mis'ave, whatever that means. So I was thinking about that, and I think that really can clue you into what's going on with Berachas Kohanim. Any other, I'll do the answer now, I mean. But anyone have any thoughts? You understand all the problems? There are a lot of problems. So let's go through them. I don't have to go through them again. You guys got the problems, okay? So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ave L'Berachas Kohanim? What's going on? So I would say like this. You want me to do the questions over? Okay. So the first so the basic question is when we approach the sugya is, I mean, Birchas Kohanim is a very strange type of institution, right? We know that Birchas Hashem works under the principles. It's not a mystical thing. It's based upon Hashgacha Pratis. Of course, we can't understand how Hashgacha Pratis works at the highest level of Chachma, but we know there are principles in this Habtachas Hashem. Basic principles we know is Vahayim Shemoa, you can receive the Brichas Hashem. So if a guy's a Russia and he's Medaik to go to Brichas Kohanim every day, is he going to be Mavarech? It makes no sense. What is the institution accomplishing? We know Brichas Hashem. Then we have Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Shmuel. They ask a question, what does it mean by Ani Avarachem? So it's a Machlokas from Rabbi Akiva and Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says Ani Avarachem means that Hashem is maskim, and Hashem is blessing Bnei Yisrael also, the same way the Kohanim do it. And Rabbi Shmuel says, no, Ani Avarachem means that Hashem is blessing the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are really blessing Bnei Yisrael. So now the question is, oh, what about the Kohanim themselves? How do we know they're blessed? So according to Rabbi Akiva, you'll learn it out, from the general principle, that anyone who blesses Klal Yisrael is benched. Okay, he's Mavarech. But Rabbi Shmuel learns it out, you know, obvious from the same institution. But Tosis asks the very same question. He says, but how do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim to the Brichas Kohanim? So he says, you know how we know? Because Hashem commanded them to do it. I mean, it's pashut. I mean, any time Hashem gives you a tzivui of the Taryag Mitzvahs, we know it's a tzivui Hashem. What do you need Haskamas Hashem? I mean, it's obviously Ritzon Hashem. I mean, it's a strange Gemara. Then we had a question in terms of the Tzuras HaMaisa, Berchus, any Tzuras HaMaisa of Maisa Mitzvah, which is done throughout Klal Yisrael, Mikdash is only the Makom that they did it. They did a Chutzar. Why is the Maisa Mitzvah different? Then we had the question, Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, whether a Zar can do it, how does it work, whether it's an Issa D'Oraisa, one says it's nothing, right, by the Zar, so what kind of Machlokas is that? It seems like it's Minei Obey. Then we had the problem that Avudraham, I mean, first of all, why does the Kohanim have to go up to Ritzeh? Why do we inconvenience them to stand up? Let them come up during Modim. And if they're not, they don't come up by Ritzeh, when they call, then they, if they're not there, then... Right, right. And then he says a strange thing. You have to keep the fingers out because Hashem mates its minacharakim. Well, what's that all about? It sure sounds like a mystical thing. And not only that, then the Gemara sounds even more, even stranger, because it says if you have only Kohanim duchening, that what? It'll work for guys in the field. But if someone's 5 inches away, but he's behind the Kohen, it doesn't work. I mean, what? And then the Gemara says, oh, but if you have a mechitza, shalbazel, or a tall guy, it can still work. The waves go through it. You know? The whole thing seems very strange. And then we have the Gemara in Sota, where it talks about whether Birchas Kohanim has to be what? B'lashon HaKodesh. So they want to bring the raya that has to be B'lashon HaKodesh from HaGrizim and HaRevel. Tosfos asks, first of all, we have to understand what's got to do with HaGrizim and HaRevel. Just because it has Lashon Bracha, okay, but one's Brechas Kohanim, and one was Brachas and Klaus to Aaron and Moshe said before they went into Eretz Yisrael. I mean, what's the analogy? But more importantly, Tosfos asks a strange question. He says, why do you have to say it's Lashon HaKodesh? Say it could be B'chol Lashon, because you can compare it to benching, and benching also says Be'erachta. So he says, no, it's more comparable, it's more analogous to what? To Brechas Kohanim, because Brechas Kohanim and the Brechas HaGrizim HaRevel, what you have to say is articulated fully in the Torah. So Torah to me asks a question, and the obvious question is, I mean, what's the comparison to Brechas HaMazon? Brechas HaMazon, the Gavra, is being Baruch Hashem. Over there, Hashem is the source of the bracha. So why doesn't, and what's Tosa's question? The whole thing seems very strange. Then the next Gemara says, and how do you have to know that they have to do it by midah? So one man, the Yomar, compares it to HaGrizim, because it says by midah, Hekesh, Zereshava. Rav Nassim rejects it. He says, Eino Tzarech. Why? Because you can learn it from Avoda. Just like the Kohen does Avoda, he does Berachot, and over by Avoda, you have to stand up. So the question is, what Eino Tzarech? That's a Hekesh too. I mean, what's going on? Very strange. And then this whole business of Amar Lahem, you see, the Gemara takes very seriously. Amar Lahem, there was a Hekesh, that there was a Havimina, that what, that women should be Petura, because it says B'nai Yisrael. So you might think literally means B'nai Yisrael. No, Amar Lahem means everybody. And not only that, Amar Lahem means that you have to do a B'kol Ram, and you have to face them. It's like conversation, Adam L'Chavero. What does Birchas Kohanim got to do with a conversation? And not only that, the Tor Paskins, that if Amar Lahem is the reason why you do, you Kore the Kohen. And not only that, it's the Halachic Mechayiv. If he's not there by Kriya, then he's not Mevatal Le'aseh if he doesn't go up. I mean, it's like, it's very difficult. And then, of course, we have the Gemara, we have the Rambam, who tries to resolve the issue, and he says, don't wonder that if how can a Rasha do it? Because a Rasha can be Mavarach, you don't stop him from doing it, because you don't want to be Mosef al Rishaso. He says, and don't think, if he does it, how can a Brichos head your work? No, don't worry about that, because Hashem, Ani Avarachim, like Rabbi Akiva, he says, they're doing the mitzvah, and Hashem, but still in all, leaves us wondering, but what is the Kohen accomplishing? What's he achieving? And then, of course, we have the last question is the Masha's interpretation. What's the Minach Kosh Baruch Hu Misavel LeBrechos Yisrael? He says, because you're going to ask on Rabbi Akiva the obvious question. I mean, why do we need Askama? By every mitzvah, you need Askama. And what benefit is the Kohen's brachas? He says, no, the benefit is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nesavel LeBrechas Kohanim. Those are the questions. I mean, the whole institution, it seems like a very strange institution. So I was, in order to answer this, I focused in on the Masha. And when you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nesavel, Hashem desires, what it means desires, yeah, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Lo Guf, Ein Lo Masigo Guf, he has no physical desires. So it means it's an institution. It's an indication that it's Ritzon Hashem to the highest level. And Ritzon Hashem really to the highest level means it's a chesed. It's a chesed for Klal Yisrael, this institution of Berachas Kohanim. Because it's a chesed from Hashem. And I think really, to understand Berachas Kohanim, I think we have to really look at the concept. It's a very similar concept to Migdash. You know, the Ramban talks about what's the whole purpose of Migdash? I mean, a Talmud Chacham person knows. He looks around this world. He's in my God, Lumasech Hashem. He recognizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Bria, through the laws of physics, through the animal kingdom, different sphere. Everything's cause and effect. I mean, infinite Chacham in this world. Why do you need a Migdash? So man, because man has a Yetzirah. Man is an instinctual being, right? And man can has many insecurities, and that's why Avodah Zarah comes, because he projects onto the world of his own insecurities, and he corrupts his mind, and he creates all kinds of sources, rabbit's foot's going to give him security, all this nonsense. So man needs a physical, to relate to an abstract entity of Borei Olam as an infinite source of Chachma is difficult. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Barachmav says, V'asali Migdash V'shachanti B'Selcham, that you have a Makom of Migdash, and when you go to the Migdash, you see it's built a magnificent structure, a magnificent edifice, and a Kohen has to be dressed in these Kavod or Sefares, and a Balmum, he can't do it. It's to inspire man when he goes there to direct his energies to the source of reality. It's a concession to the spirit of man, that man needs some kind of physical place in order to direct his energies, because man has a Yetzer, he's an instinctual being. So it's Chesed Hashem that he gives us a Migdash, where we can go to a Migdash and relate, and helps us direct our energies to the Borei Olam. You see, comes Tashkacha Pratis, a guy's going to say, I mean, the secular Jew and anyone who's going to say logically, look, I'm a man of science, cause and effect. What's Tashkacha Pratis? I don't see it. I don't believe it. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. There's only cause of an effect. What do you mean God relates to man? What kind of nonsense is that? And we know through Nevuah Tashkacha Pratis, is there anything that happens to Klal Yisrael is Tashkacha Pratis? Not the laws of chance. And we know Kadosh Baruch Hu relates to a person based upon his level of perfection. If a person, the higher a person is to God, the more he's governed by the laws of Hashgacha Pratis. So you'll say, where is it? How is it? What is it? So Kadosh Baruch Hu went ahead, B'chasto, and he Misafer L'Brichas Kohanim. He gave us an institution where the Kohen recites the Yivrach Hashem B'Yishmarecha, and Rav Sadia Gaon says, Yerushim Panav, that Panav means Hashgacha Pratis. They're telling you over the principles. The Brichas Hashem are the principles of what? Of Hashgacha Pratis. Brichas Kohanim is the principles of Hashgacha Pratis. So what they're just trying to do is to make it more real to Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael should recognize that there is a concept of Hashgacha Pratis. And it's a reality. You may not see it, you may be able to touch it, but Hashgacha Pratis exists in the world. And when a person keeps Torah and mitzvos, he's going to have Yosheb Seser Elyon, David HaMelech, that's really the Tehillim of Hashgacha Pratis, and Malachim will watch him, will protect him. It means that different factors and chances and cause and effect will occur that this person will not get harmed. That's Hashgacha Pratis. And the person will say, I don't believe it. So it's Chesed Hashem to make it more real, to make it more tangible, to make it more palatable to Klal Yisrael, that it's a reality. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this institution where the Kohanim recite the concepts of Hashgacha Pratis, these Pesukim in the Torah, which talks about how God relates to man, and it makes it more of a reality. So to help inspire man to raise his level of conduct, to be aware, to be cognizant, the fact that his actions have ramifications. There is Chavronish. There's Chavronish in this world. There's Hashgacha Pratis. To help man understand it. You see, but there's a problem as well. And the problem we can see, I mean, you see today, people run to the mystical. You're going to go ahead and you're going to have a Kohen as a Mevarech. People are somehow going to say, oh, this guy is mystical. He has powers. But you see, the way the Torah set it up was an ingenious institution. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavel LeBrichas Yisrael. He desired, he wanted to have Brichas Kohanim because he wanted people to recognize the concept of Hashgacha Pratis, right? He wanted that to happen. So let's go through our questions and we'll see exactly how they dispel that notion. Yeah.
The first thing you mentioned about Tavas Hashem?
Yes.
What's the difference between saying it's like the Ritzon Hashem to the highest? Like, what does that mean? Like, the highest?
It means I think it's Chesed. It's an act of Chesed. That's what I want to say. That Birchas Kohanim is to help man out his situation, just like Mikdash is to help man. Because man is doomed to failure because he's an instinctual. He needs the Torah helps him, right? The Torah is a method of perfection. But Hashgacha Pratis, people always deny. What do you mean? What do you see Yad Hashem? He's telling you, no, there is a reality of Hashgacha Pratis, and it's based upon principles and ideas and concepts. And the Kohen is making it real. Every day you have Berachas Kohanim, so a person's going to have it, you know, going to hear about these ideas. And I think that's why it's really in Tefillah, because the ideas of how God relates to man, when Yomid Lifnei Hashem, that's why they put it in Tefillah. So it's that, to have that understanding and that appreciation.
Is all Ratzon Hashem Chesed?
What?
Is all Ratzon Hashem Chesed?
I don't know. That's a philosophical question. I don't want to get involved. You can answer that as good as I can. You think about it. It's not my job.
You're just commenting on
it. Yeah, I'm just saying what's Misava. Misava seems to be, I think, that it means that it's more than just a mitzvah. He's doing it l'chesed, for man's chesed. But in any event, the point is that Birchas Kohanim is to make Hashpacha Pratis more real for man. But I think there's a big problem. The big problem is people are going to say the coin is a supernatural effect. So let's go through the Gemaras, and I think we can understand it. The basic Gemara, which I think we have to try to understand, is the one, the comparison to Hagrizim and Har Eivel. I think now we can understand the comparison to Hagrizim and Har Eivel. Because when did this happen? This happened right before Klal Yisrael was going to enter into the incipient stages of Klal Yisrael as an Am. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to...
Right after that,
I'm sorry. So it's the beginning of their of Am Yisrael as an Umma Yisrael.
That was on the other side of the Yarden.
Yeah, they didn't do it.
Yes, that's as soon as they cross.
In the book of Yehoshua.
Okay, now hold on a second. So the question is, so what's going on? So you see, it was an event where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell Klal Yisrael at their incipient stages, you should know that Am Yisrael, you're a different nation than all the nations of the world. You're a nation that is, we have a covenant, there's a concept of Hashgacha Pratis, and he wanted to commemorate it. What did he do? He made it a very impressionable Moshe and Aaron and the Aaron were right in the middle, and they recited the brachos and the klalos, and all the Am was there, and they said, Amen. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to demonstrate them? That you should know that your existence as an Ummah is dependent upon your Bechira Chavshi. It's not cause and effect. Just like the rules of cause and effect are reality in the science in a laboratory, this is a rule of cause and effect. If you keep Torah and mitzvos, you will get the HaKadosh Baruch Hu relate to you. If not, and he was trying to impress upon Klal Yisrael that this is a reality. And that's what Brichas Kohanim, Yem Glam Devarach. Brichas Kohanim is the same concept. It's sort of like what the Rav said by Hakel, it's a comparison term. It's that idea which is manifested on a daily basis, that a person should recognize that reality, that there is a concept, that there is Hashgacha Pratis, that person's actions, there were consequences to his actions. And don't think that God doesn't relate to man, God does relate, and Klal Yisrael. Now we can understand Tosus, because what does Tosus say? He says Yishlachata v'Zavata v'Erachta, right? He should go ahead and do it to compare it to Berachas Mazon. What's the answer? The answer is no. It compared to Hagrizim. Why? Because the brachos are articulated. What's he trying to see? Because the brachos are articulated. Because what are the Kohanim doing? The Kohanim are doing a Maisa Mitzvah, right? They're doing a Maisa Mitzvah bracha. And when you have a Maisa Mitzvah, there has to be a tzura to a Maisa Mitzvah. It has to be specific. It has to be articulated. It has to be exactly. If the Kohen does one word more, he's over Baal Tosef. It's a tzuras Maisa Mitzvah. What's he trying to tell you? He's telling you all the Kohen is doing is a Maisa Mitzvah. The question was, why don't you compare it to Berachas HaMazon? You know what he's saying? By Berachas HaMazon, what's the halacha by Berachas HaMazon? The Gavra has to be Mavarech Hashem. There has to be a Gavra Mavarech. And it could be done b'chol lashon. He's saying thank you to Hashem. He's telling you Berachas Kohanim is different. The Kohanim is not a Gavra Mavarech. All the Kohen is doing the Maisa Mitzvah. Who Lahabdil is the Gavra Mavarech? Hashem is the Mavarech. That's what he's trying to show you. That's what Tosis is bringing out. There's no Gavra Mavarech by the Kohen. The Kohen has no powers. All the Kohen, that's what the Ramba means. V'al tistama, don't worry. All the Kohen is telling you are his ideas, making Hashgacha Pratis a reality. You should understand it and to help inspire you to raise your level of conduct. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mavarech. They're doing a Maisa Mitzvah. That's all they're doing. There's no Gavra HaMavarech. That's the whole concept. That's why it says if someone is standing behind you, take a look. Tosis asked that question. If you go back to page 7, he says, Am Shachar Kohanim Yeshloma. Why does it work for Am Shabasados Onus? It works. But what about, guy? He said, no. Marin ba'asmo, the guy who's standing behind the Kohen, is ilu ein abracha chashuva be'nehem. It's like the abracha is not important. What it means is, The Kohen is telling you ideas of Hashgacha Pratis. If you're going away and you don't care about it, then you're not going to change your conduct. You're not right for Brechas Hashem.
The guy feels not aware it's even happening.
Ah, he knows the institution. He follows Halacha. Halacha says he doesn't have to be here. He knows about the institution. And sometimes he'll be there. The institution exists. He'll study the ideas and he'll mold his conduct. And that's why he says, Mechisa Shel Bazel, he's trying to show you it's ridiculous. No concept. Like, the idea means that the person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is the Mavarek. There's no Gavra of a Kohen, a Mavarek. That's why, so that's the whole institution of Amar Lahem. What's the whole institution of Amar Lahem? That's what he says. It's like Adam Omer L'Chaveiro. Because what's the halacha? He's not a Mavarech. He's doing a Maisa Mitzvah Bracha. What's the Maisa Mitzvah? He's telling you over ideas. You have to understand. It's like a person he's teaching you. Amar Lahem to everybody. And not only that, ingenious. What did the Torah do? They said that to demonstrate that the Kohen is not a Gavra Mavarech, he's not over the assay unless what? He has to be on your beck and call. You have to actually call him. The Mechayev is the Amar Lahem. Because all he's doing is a Maisa Mitzvah. And the Maisa Mitzvah demands a Mechayev. What's the Mechayev? Your Amira. Amar Lahem. He's not. There's no independent Gavra of a Kohen of Mavarech. It's what? It's just the Maisa Bracha. That's the whole concept. Amar Lahem is showing you that there's no independent Gavra. He wants, he can't just get up and bless you. It's not like Hasidus Rebbe, you go in and give him 20 bucks and he'll bless you. Amar Lahem, you have to call him up. It's built into Tefillah. He's telling you about Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Mavarech. And that's also why we can understand why the Tzura Samaisa Mitzvah is different from Migdash. Because what's the whole objective of the Maisa Mitzvah? The whole objective of the Maisa Mitzvah is to demonstrate the concept that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and there's Hashgacha Pratis, right? That's the whole concept. So in the Migdash, in the Makom where it's Hashra Shechina, by definition, if the whole action is to, you have to reflect that you're Omid Lefnei Hashem, the Shechina is above, so you keep your hands up, you have to say to Shem Hashem, because you're impressed. It's not that it's a different Surah of Maisa Mitzvah. It's a Maisa Mitzvah is to demonstrate Hashgacha Pratis. When you Makom Shechina, that's the Makom of Hashra Shechina, so then obviously it's different. Perhaps we can also understand the next Gemara, which will explain Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. The Gemara asks, Gemara says, how do we know that they have to stand? So one brings it to Hagrizim and Har Eval. So what would he say? So he says, it's just a Maisa Mitzvah, no different than any other Maisa Mitzvah. Berachat Kohanim, you stand, so you make a Hekesh. Along comes Rab Nassin says no. Rab Nassin says, let's learn it out. From what? From the fact that the Kohen, what does he hold? He holds that Berchas Kohanim is a Kiyum and Avoda. It's a Kiyum and Avoda. It's not a Hekesh. He's telling you it's a Kiyum and Avoda. It's a job of the Kohen. Is the Kohen Mechaper? When you bring Kohen, is the Kohen the Mechaper? Kohen is not the Mechaper. The Kohen is the one who helps you do vidui and raise your level to a conduct to do tshuva. He's the shliach, and he's in effect, the same way he does that over here, he's not the Mevarech. He just does the Maisa Mechza of Berchus Kohanim to help you raise yourself. He's the vehicle. But he holds it's a Kiyum in the Avoda. So if it's really a Kiyum in the Avoda, I'd say that's what Rashi holds. Then would be an Isser Aseh for a Zar to do it. According to Tosos, Rabbeinu Tam was it, the Ri, whoever, what's he hold? He holds, no, it's just a normal Maisa Mitzvah. We learn it out from Hagrizim. It's a Maisa Mitzvah the Kohen does. So if somebody does it, he's not qualified to do the Maisa Mitzvah, so it doesn't work. It's not a Berachas Kohanim. But it's not a halacha that's a Kim Navoda. So that perhaps...
The Ri doesn't accept Rav Nassin.
Yeah, he probably can hold the other, right, because with two interpretations. So that's what I'd say he holds.
That explains the Ein Tzar also.
Right, that's right. That also explains that. Right, it's that.
No,
it's not a Hekesh, because it's a key. All he's showing you is that it's a din in avoda. It's a key in the avoda. But the pesukim is only just to demonstrate what's the halacha of avoda. It's one key in avoda. It's not a gezerah shava. It is key in avoda. That's all he's trying to show. It's the same thing as avoda. That's all. It's a din in avoda. Now we have the real problem. The real problem was the Avudraham, right? The Avudraham. Oh, also that can explain what? Yeah, we're gonna get to it.
How he went up and yeah.
Oh, because according to him, he didn't want to be Mavayish Chaver, so it's not an issa. He probably didn't make Berachas Kohanim. Just doesn't count. It's not an issa because it's not a Kiyum and Avoda according to him. It's just a Maisa Mitzvah. So to him, it wasn't a ma'aseh mitzvah. It's like a cotton taking a little of, no different. Okay, but before we get to Abu Dram, so we have also
the Rambam.
Well, the Rambam, we explain, because he's saying, Baal Testame, all he's doing is a Maisa Mitzvah. Kaddish Baruch Hu is the Mavarech. There's no Gavra Mavarech.
What's the whole, what does he respond, what notion?
He's trying to show you, the concept what he's trying to show you is just that it's a Maisa Mitzvah. Because he's trying to dispel that you think somehow the Gavra is Mavarech and you're worried about how a guy, he's trying to dispel that whole notion. That also explains the first Gemara in Chulin, because Rabbi Kivuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maskim. Why do you have maskim by any other mitzvah? You don't have maskim, because really he's showing you the concept that there's no gavra mavarech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mavarech, and that's why Tosfos has to go out of his way. And he says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, who holds what that they're mavarech, he would also have to say there's no gavra mavarech. But somehow, I mean, I don't know how it works. But somehow, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Birchas Kohanim is the vehicle of Hashgacha brought this. And that works for Birchas Hashem. But he has to go out and tell you, but don't think there's a Gavra Mavarech. That's what Tosfos says. No. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Maskim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the Mavarech, because Hashem is Mitzava you to do it. That's why he goes out of his way to tell you that. So you shouldn't make that mistake and think that the, even though the Hashem is not the Mavarech, the Kohen is, but he's not really a Gavra Mavarech. It's only Tzivoy Hashem, which is the vehicle. I mean, that's what goes out of his way.
Maybe he's saying like plush if that's the case.
Right.
Maybe the focus is like this Tosha of Tzav, I have to say.
That could be. Yeah. Okay. Right. That could be.
Everybody else, even Rabbi Kiva holds the Pasha that God is Maska.
Right.
Does
Tosh of Chassan
have to say it openly or not?
Okay. Could be. But I'm just saying, but the question is why the Mitzvah is because he has, you don't say, of course we know it's Mitzvah, because that's the whole point.
It's actually, in Rabbi Kiva's model, how did he have it? He had the Kohanim or Mavarech Yisrael.
And Hashem is
Maskim, and then the Kohanim.
And that's it. And Hashem is Mavarech. And all they're doing is a Maisa Mitzvah. And Hashem is really the Mavarech.
And they're included in,
how do we know the Kohanim are blessed from Hashem? Because there's because the Ashkacha is it's generic. In other words, that what he's trying to show you, that
Brichas Kohanim. What's that whole.
The whole concept is, think, is just telling you that the Brichas Hashem is based upon a person's perfection. So, means, what does it mean if someone blesses Klal Yisrael subject to Ashkacha Hashem? Hashem is Mavarech. It means that a person recognizes that this is a unique nation and that they represent the moral light onto the world, and he blesses them. It means he recognizes that that's the desirous way of living. It means that person is a high level. He'll be subject to Ashkacha Pratis too.
I don't understand the question of, and where do you know the Kohanim are blessed? By virtue of the fact that they're teaching the institution.
It means, how do we know it halachically? So he says, because Mavarecha Varechacha. In other words, if there's a concept, how do we know Ashkacha Pratis will exist for the Kohanim? If you're demonstrating Ashkacha, what's Avudraham? Chaim, the one last point, you'll enjoy this. What's the fingers? What's the whole thing? The fingers are, he quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. What does the Pasuk say? It's an amazing Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol Dodi, he's Medalei Galaharim, he says, Adoma Litzvi, Ola Ofer Ayalam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, page 9, is comparable to a tzvi, or to a fawn. He stands above the wall. Mashkech menachalonos, he looks out the windows and mates its menacharakim. So it says, so the commentaries, you see, I wrote them that. What they say it means? It means when the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Klai Yisrael, out of Mitzrayim, and the Malach HaMavis was going around to be mashkes, Hashem saw that Klai Yisrael doing the mitzvahs of Mila and Kabbalah Pesach, and Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we didn't see God, but God saw us, and he stopped the Malach HaMavis from handing Klai Yisrael. And then the Mefarshim say, and that's what he means, he's like a fawn. It means that Mashiach will come. When Mashiach will come, it's dependent upon us. When we do tshuva, then immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Goel Yisrael. It's an immediate thing. He's mates, it's Menacharakim. You may say that, where is God? How do you know God exists? Do tshuva, God will immediately be there. So what does it mean, Meitzitz Menacharakim, that the Yishkash Be'erim? What I think what the Avudraham is trying to tell you is an amazing idea, that Brichas Kohanim is the concept that a person is going to say, where's Hashgacha Pratis? I don't see God. Where is God? I can't see him. He said, no, but God can see you. He's Meitzitz Menacharakim, and it's B'yadcha. It's in your hands. If you do tshuva, then God will immediately come. That's It means that it's in the yadayim of man. The hands represent man's actions. Don't say, oh, where's God? I don't see God. No. HaGadol looks at you. He can see you constantly. He sees mates. It's minach harakim. You can't see him. He sees you. And if you do tshuva, it's built into the laws of Hashgacha Pratis. Immediately you'll be nigal. Just like you know, you light a match, a fire is going to come, it's going to burn. That's the laws of Teva. Hashgacha Pratis is a reality also. And don't ever think you'll say, where is God? How is God? No. Meitzitz min acharakim. In other words, it's in Yavcha Lassos Tshuva. Immediately you can do Tshuva. It's an amazing thing. Also, by the way, it explains why it has to be Ritzei. Because if it's a Kiyum and Avoda, that's why you want the Kohanim up there before Ritzei. Because that's the beginning of Avoda in the thing. All right? That's it. We moved it fast, but I know you guys were able to handle it. It's a genius, the way the Torah set it up. Amar Lahem, the way they balanced it, you know, because otherwise you're afraid that people are going to say it's a mystical thing. Baal Tastama. No, there's no God. He's just doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Amazing institution. I love this institution.
They still do Berachos Kohanim, even though there's no one.
Right, even though it's there. That's right. Amazing. I'm Shabbos Odos. Amazing. Amazing institution.
The point,
real Chesed Hashem.
It says that the bottom are the generic of the...
Right. It just tries to sell you.
Isn't that a different idea?
No. It's the idea is that Hashgacha Pratis is based upon human perfection.
Right.
So just like a guy is subject to Hashgacha Pratis if he partakes of human perfection, which means that he recognizes that Klal Yisrael is deserving of a bracha and he's Mevarech Klal Yisrael, the same way Kohen. He's doing Ratzon Hashem and means that he recognizes that there is a concept of Hashgacha Pratis. So therefore he too will be subject to Berachas Hashem. In other words, it means that he will perfect himself. Yes. All it means, Berachas Hashem means, is a concept of Hashgacha Pratis. And that's dependent on one thing, your actions. See, that's what he's showing you, that even the Kohen, don't think the Kohen is removed from Hashgacha. That's it.
What's Tosus Havamina about Berachas
Hashem? Tosus Havamina was that probably... The concept being, you mean, why? Because Havamina, it was a Havamina to show you, don't think there's a Gavra Mavarech. In other words, by because if you're going to say the Kohen is a Gavra Mavarech, so here it also is a Gavra Mavarech. Berachos Mazon is a Gavra Mavarech. That's the question. That's the analogy. That's why the Torah Tamiba missed it. That's why he left it as a question. He missed the whole thing.
It could just be that it's the mice of the Kohanim is a vehicle of demonstration of
the Hashgacha Pratis. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
The mice of the Kohanim, that they are Mevarech Yisrael,
is the vehicle of demonstrating Hashgacha Pratis.
Right, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, Meitzel Shmuel. It's a nice idea, no? It's a nice institution. What? No, the intertwining of the halach and the philosophy is like, it's an amazing institution. I mean, it's like ingenious the way the Torah set it up. I mean, it's like,
it always bothered me.
Yeah, okay, Shkai.
Because he's trying to show you that you might think there's a Gavra Mavarech. So then he'd say, the house of Rosh Hashanah. He's saying, don't think that. There's no Gavra Mavarech.